Finally, an arrest. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Police in Moscow, Idaho, holding a news conference after an arrest was made in connection to the November murders of four college students. Here's Moscow Police Chief James Fry.
Detectives arrested 28-year-old Brian Christopher Kohlberger in Albrightsville, Pennsylvania, on a warrant for murders of Ethan, Zena, Madison, and Kaylee.
And Chief Fry with more details on the suspect.
Kohlberger resides in Pullman, Washington, and is a graduate student at Washington State University.
Pennsylvania State Police and the FBI helping with the early Friday morning arrest. Chief Fry says the investigation is far from over and no murder weapon has been recovered yet. The students were found stabbed to death in their off-campus home over a month ago. House Democrats releasing thousands of pages from former President Trump's tax returns following an investigation that lasted several years. Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill has more.
$750. That's how much former President Trump paid in taxes in 2016 and 2017. Nothing in 2020. No taxable income in 2015 through 2017 and 2020. House Democrats tried to get Mr. Trump's taxes to see if the IRS conducted a proper audit. Democrats charged that the IRS fell asleep at the switch and failed to audit the former president. It's required by law. Mr. Trump bucked a half-century custom of presidents and candidates voluntarily releasing their returns when seeking the White House.
Former President Trump says Democrats are weaponizing the tax system. The S&P 500 having its worst year since 2008, down 19.4% for the year. NASDAQ and the Dow also ending 2022 in the negative column. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Six people receiving presidential pardons today. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has the story.
Six people have received full presidential pardons from President Joe Biden. The list includes a woman from Columbus, Ohio, who was convicted of murder in the second degree for killing her husband while she was pregnant. The White House says the court wouldn't allow expert testimony regarding battered woman syndrome, as she testified she had been abused by her husband. The White House calls it one of the first significant steps toward judicial recognition of battered woman syndrome. Other pardons include five men convicted of alcohol and drug-related charges.
Acquiring a certain antiviral treatment for COVID-19 has been difficult, despite the U.S. having an abundant supply. Fox's Steve Harrigan reports.
1 year ago, Paxlovid was hailed as a miracle drug. It's an antiviral pill. You can take it at home, and it reduces the risk of COVID, of going into the hospital, by 90%. It was fears there'd be a run on the drug. It was prescribed only for the most serious cases. Now, 1 year later, production is up, yet Paxlovid still not being used. Why not? Right now, this miracle drug being taken by just 11% of people with COVID. Of course, Paxlovid not for everyone, especially those with serious kidney disease. But administration health officials say if you're over 50 or you're in real danger from COVID, you should be taking Paxlovid now.
Preparations are underway for the New Year's Eve ball drop in Times Square. Countdown Entertainment President Jeffrey Strauss discusses how great it is for people to come out after the pandemic.
You have people from all over the world that all come together, and we just celebrate. And that feeling of community, there's nothing like it. And at midnight, when the ball drops and that confetti comes down, 3,000 pounds of it, it's filled with thousands of people's wishes.
The ball used this year weighs almost 12,000 pounds. The ball's maker, Waterford, says the ball has hearts on it due to its theme, the gift of love. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.